Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
The sooner the better, because it's a time game. The longer you have it, the better it appreciates. And also it depreciates, which is a deeper subject. But my point here is you have to start early and don't keep waiting.
Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com.
Hello, Best Ever listeners, and welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I am Theo Hicks, and today we'll be speaking with Dr. Bender. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing, Theo?
I am doing well. Thanks for asking. Thanks for joining us today. A little bit about his background. He is a CEO of American Dental Group with 5 dental offices. He's also a real estate investor, as well as into e-commerce and day trading. He has 3 years of experience investing in Abu Dhabi and then 2 years of investing in the US. His current portfolio is 45 units, but he's in the process of selling those in order to buy a 20 unit asset by the end of 2020. He is based in Boston. A 200 unit.
Yeah.
I was getting ahead of myself with the 2020.
It's no big deal. It's only zero. Yeah.
I was getting ahead of myself with the 2020. He's based in Boston, Massachusetts, and his website is Benders, B-E-N-D-E-R-S, capital.com. So Dr. Bender, do you mind telling us some more about your background and what you're focused on today?
Sure. So first, thank you for having me. And basically, I studied dental school, if you see Dr. Bender, but I have a love of real estate. That's why we're here talking about real estate. But born and raised in Baghdad, Iraq, and moved after we went to dental school there. And from a medical family, my dad is a dentist, my mom is a gynecologist. And after the war in 2003, we had to move to Dubai. And then I found a job in real estate, actually, in Abu Dhabi. And then I started to sell real estate in order to stay in the country safe, basically. And we started to invest, actually, at that time. I was in my mid-20s. And then I saw it was really interesting and fascinating. You buy real estate, you sell real estate, you have to have a great reputation, you work hard, and you do really great job with people. So people would trust you and do business with you. And it was really nice to do that. And then we started to invest more and more. But then the financial crisis came in. And we saw in 2008, everybody starting to lose money. But then I went back to dental field in 2010 and started to go back to school. So I went to Canada, lived a couple of years there, studied a little bit. And then I went to Boston University here in Boston. I'm still in Boston. I love Boston, but I went to dental school and then I didn't go back to Canada with my family because everybody moved there. So I stayed here and wanted to do some work in terms of dental work. So I started work 7 days a week after graduation. Then we opened first office 2015 after I graduated here in 2014. And then opened another one. It became like a kind of nice habit, adding more. And basically we see good people everywhere. So we could find the ones that they have energy that they would love to be joining the team. And we adding now, actually today, this morning, I was actually talking about adding office number 6. And we created a plan to add 10 more locations in the 2021, 10 dental offices. So we have to end up by 2021 with 15 locations. And at the same time, we invested in real estate. So in 2019, we purchased that asset in Durham, North Carolina, because I wanted to go back to real estate, which I love. And apparently multifamily class C product or maybe B is the sweet spot for me. That's how I kept analyzing for 3 years just to study real estate and see, because I don't want to jump into something without knowing, because knowledge is the most important thing in this game. But in general, we bought this one for 3.95 and now we increased the NOI. I know that we're going to go into details, but now we're selling it to go to higher. It's kind of like an addictive process, because in dental business for us, money is not the most important thing. The patient satisfaction and the treatment is the most important thing. So we don't care about money. But in real estate, if you want to talk about money, it's totally fine that you could invest for your investors and also to improve the quality of your tenants. So it's kind of like a different game. But in dentistry, we do it for more. It's rewarding helping people. This way, using money to help people in real estate. So that's what we're doing right now. Jumping to a 200 plus units, hopefully soon.
So the 45 units is one property, right?
Yeah, one address.
Okay. When did you buy that?
The closing was June 28, 2019.
So the 19, okay. And then you said you bought it for 3.9 million and then you're selling it now. How much are you selling it for?
Between 5.8 to 6.1. So probably 6.1 is going to be the listing price, because the NOI went from 250 to 330 now in 1.5 years. And I didn't know that we could do a great job with this. And apparently we did a fantastic job.
So my next question to we, so you own at that point about 5 dental offices, and you bought a 45 unit apartment, and you obviously are managing it. So how were you able to balance those two things? How did you make the time to acquire, to do all the upfront work, and then the continuous work with that building?
What we do is basically, we always say we, because there's nothing can be achieved by one person, but in real estate, I have 2 investors with me, and they're my friends, and they believed in the project, and me, of course, first. And that's what we wanted to do together. But in terms of organizing the timing, it's really important that we give enough time for each subject. Let's say dental management. I used to do also dentistry with my hands, but this year I stopped doing this because I didn't have enough time. So I couldn't serve patients. I had to hire more doctors. But now I have certain timing of the day that I do the dental. Some time of the day I do real estate, and sometimes I do other things. So that's how I would locate my timing.
So you get 3 batches of time. How does that look? On a week-to-week basis, is it Mondays is dental, Tuesdays is real estate, Wednesdays is other things, or is it each day is broken into 3 different categories, or is it just you wake up and then you just figure it out?
Very good question. It depends on the phase of what I'm doing. So if there's some phases, the growing phase, and then some phase that plateau, and then as a business, you grow and then plateau, hopefully there's no down, but then you plateau, you go up again. So if I'm growing, let's say now in the process of acquiring 2 dental offices now, hopefully the second one, but this one is not sure. We're sure about one only, but even if we're acquiring multiple ones, and let's say we're doing the real estate. So this way I have to do everything during the day. So I do interview probably with you and before I was dental. And then after that, I'm going to talk to a real estate agent. So during the day, I will do everything. But when we're plateauing, just to maintain, I do, let's say Monday and Thursday's dental, Tuesday and Friday, real estate and other things. Like, it depends on the day. We still have time to work out, so that's good.
Yeah, perfect. There you go. That makes sense.
We'll get back to the show in just 2 minutes, but first, some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. One of the hardest tasks to balance while scaling your real estate investing business is accounting. Well, realestateaccounting.co takes care of the numbers for you so you can grow your business and revenue. REA helps property managers and investors save time and money by automating back office, financial, admin, and accounting. Starting is quick and seamless, from accounts payable to reconciliations, taxes, and reporting. Go to realestateaccounting.co/best ever to find out how REA clients save on average 30% by leveraging their accounting services versus hiring in-house. With CPAs on staff and being owner-operators themselves, REA knows the challenges of your growing real estate business. Try it risk-free at realestateaccounting.co/best ever, and remember to mention the Best Ever podcast sent you to receive up to $1,800 towards onboarding and services. That's realestateaccounting.co/best ever. If you're not sure where to start investing or need help taking the next step, mentorship and coaching is one of the best ways to get going. Think Multifamily is a leading apartment acquisition and education company who provides true one-on-one coaching to help you invest for your family's future. Their servant leadership approach will guide you to successfully scale your real estate business or assist you to diversify your investments in multifamily. Go to thinkmultifamily.com/coaching to learn how they help working professionals just like you transform their future through partnering and community. In fact, the majority of real estate investors who partner with Think Multifamily get involved in a general partnership within 6 months. thinkmultifamily.com/coaching highlights the partnerships, joint ventures, and resources all available through the coaching program. Go to thinkmultifamily.com/coaching to learn how to become a member and get involved.
You mentioned that you've got your two investors who are your partners. So is this 45 unit? Is this a syndication or is it a joint venture? Are all three of you actively involved?
Basically, it's a JPLP. Basically, I'm the general partner and they are the limited partners. But I do take their opinions. Like, we have to give full attention to the asset and we discuss sometimes what we should do. But in general, I would say 90% of things in management company, talking to the lender and other things to manage the asset is done by me.
How were you able to grow the NOI by 100K in, I guess, about a year and a half?
I would say it's 80,000 growth, but in general, the main focus is the gentrification, I would call it. And I know there are a lot of people, they're moving to these areas. Like in Durham, North Carolina, it was chosen the best city to recover from coronavirus hit, so as financial. But there's a lot of people coming in. So people are moving to these areas, Texas, Florida, North Carolinas, and a lot of inflow and young professionals who can actually keep their job, surprisingly, keeping their job and just to pay less rent. And that's why when you see a lot of young professionals coming in, if we provide the quality of living the acceptable by the new tenants, I think the vacancy could be something good for you to use. Some people, they complain about vacancy. I look at it differently. I think it's an opportunity. If we can turn over this unit into a nicer unit with the new touch-ups and making some improvements in terms of appliances and floorings and paint and all of that, then more tenants will be attracted. Plus, you change the marketing aspect from the old school, I would call it. So I do the marketing, for example, for the whole dental group. So that's why I changed how the potential tenant is going to look at the property. And when they come in, they have to see what we actually promised them online. That's when it's create trust right away. So people would actually, and then you can increase the rent. They don't mind paying extra 50 or 100 bucks if you give them something worth paying more.
Sure. So did you know this going into the investment that it was an area where young professionals were moving into, and this business plan you explained, was that the plan beforehand? Did you do research beforehand to figure all this out, or did you just buy it and then on the fly figure it out? And if it's the first one, what research did you, where did you look? What data did you gather?
This book is my favorite book, by the way. Just want to let you know. But this book, well, I didn't read it.
For people who are just listening to this, what book are you referring to?
Well, Best Ever Syndication. So, yeah, actually, I told Joe on Instagram that I listened to it audio, but then I bought it so I can write my notes. If you see here, I listened to it and I read, and I just put my notes where the areas that I probably should come back at some point in the process. But I didn't read this book when I, back to your question, I didn't read this book when I wanted to buy. So it took me probably a longer time to make it, to pull the trigger, but I studied the markets. Like, I live in a beautiful city and I love it, but apparently it's not as good as to be investing in it for a multifamily Class C product, what I look for. So apparently we found certain locations. North Carolina was one of them, and Texas, Florida. But because we have one of the partners lives there, like 10, 15 minutes from the property, we said, well, we know the area better. Plus, the exit strategy was discussed from day one, before even we're purchasing. What are we going to do the whole period and how we exit? So yes, we did study everything before we purchased the property.
Great. Okay, Dr. Bender, what is your best real estate investing advice ever?
The best advice, I would say, you have to start early, because the sooner you start, the better you are. So I spoke with many investors in Abu Dhabi, and I pretty much sold everybody in town. So these guys, all of them, they started early, even if you think that you don't have the money, but you probably have nice friends who believe in you. So the sooner you start, even if small, it's okay. The sooner, the better, because it's a time game. The longer you have it, the better it appreciates. And also it depreciates, which is a deeper subject. But my point here is you have to start early and don't keep waiting.
Sure. All right, Dr. Bender, are you ready for the best ever lightning round?
Sure.
All right, first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Mark your calendars for the Best Ever Conference, February 24th through 26th, back in person at the Gaylord Rockies Convention Center. Join the experienced community and phenomenal speakers for a weekend of learning the best commercial real estate strategies, building relationships, and, quite frankly, having fun. As a bonus, once you purchase your ticket, you are put into a mini mastermind group of 8 to start making connections with other commercial real estate investors immediately. Get the lowest prices right now at BEC2022.com. That's BEC2022.com.
Okay, Dr. Bender, what is the best ever book you've recently read?
Well, talking about real estate, I truly think this is the best book, the best ever apartment syndication book by Joe Fairless and Pia Hicks.
Love it. If your business were to collapse today, what would you do next?
I would just go ahead and do two things. Number one, go back, treat patients, work 7 days a week. Number two, go to my people and think about how we can go and invest in real estate again.
So usually I ask, what's the best ever deal you've done? So if you have an answer to that, great. Maybe you can apply it to those dental offices. Which one of those has been the best deal you've done?
Obviously, the one we're doing right now, it's really cool, because we got offers over $5 million. So basically, it's a 45-unit apartment complex, a 1965 Class C product, great location by the 85, right by the interstate. And we purchased it for 3.95. We put $1 million down. And now it's going to go to the market at least above 5.5. So we're probably going to double the down payment, which is $1 million. And everybody's happy, including the tenants, because they have now much better quality of living.
So this next question is usually, what's a deal that you lost money on? I'm going to change it up just a little bit and ask you, what's one of the biggest challenges that either you have faced face?
I can answer actually that question, because we did lose in Abu Dhabi.
Well, perfect. Yes. Yeah. Talk about that then.
Yeah. Basically, in Abu Dhabi, when the financial crisis hit in 2008, our projects there is different than the multifamily. The reason I'm going to multifamily here is that I want security. So I have a cushion. If we basically have vacancy or something happens, we have the debt coverage ratio high. That can actually secure the loan for a longer time, especially if we secure a long-term debt. But there, we used to buy something under construction or not even constructed yet. Nothing, they didn't start yet. And on the reservation, like the paperwork or the contract of the ownership, you sell the property again. And that was scary, because there was no rules specifically for this type. And when the financial crisis hit, the developer stopped the project, but they didn't return the money according to the contract. So a lot of people lost money, and I was one of them, but nobody from my clients did actually get angry at me, because I lost with them. But just an advice, that don't ever buy a project pre-construction, buy multifamily, something that cash flowing day one.
Yeah, that's solid advice. And skin in the game too. So that your investors don't get mad if the money's lost. Okay, what is the best ever way you like to give back?
There are multiple ways. I used to do Meals on Wheels. I go and give food to people that they can be approached, and also feed them and make sure they're doing okay. Second thing, I'm with American Red Cross. I'm working for free and a community leader in Boston area for disaster management. Also, we want to be involved in that. So a lot of things. And also in dental business, for example, Boston Marathon every year, whoever is from the audience or anybody from participants, they get any toothache, we will take them for free. Like, we will take care of them for free. So,
nice.
And also for multifamily, we always try to help by understanding the tenants that are struggling with their payments, so we can give credit or understand. And the more people you service, the more opportunity you could actually get. But I enjoy the most is when I give things for free, whether it's volunteering myself or just donations, like what we're going to do for the business for the Christmas. And from the business that we have, the dental business, any employee donates, the company, we will match it from the business. So it goes to gifts for kids.
That's awesome. Last question is, what is the best ever place to reach you?
Well, social media is really important. So I would go with Instagram, Dr. Bender, D-O-C-T-O-R, Bender, B-E-N-D-E-R. And my website is benderscapital.com.
Perfect. So thanks, Dr. Bender, for joining us today and sharing your best ever advice. We went into a lot of detail on that first deal you did, the 45-unit deal. We went into the numbers. We went into the business plan, why you selected the market. And we talked about how you were able to fund the deal. And then we also talked about your strategy for managing your time between real estate and your dental business, and then the other things that you need to do in life. Unfortunately, we didn't get to talk about the 200 unit, but maybe we can bring it back for a separate time once that's actually purchased. And then lastly was your best ever advice, which was to start early. The earlier, the better, the more time you have. And if you are not starting early because you don't have the money personally, that's okay. You can either invest your time, kind of like what you did when you were selling real estate in Abu Dhabi, or you could also use your friend's money or people that already know you and like you and trust you and use their capital, partner up, which is, sounds like what you did in your first deal. I'm sure you're continuing going to do with the 20-unit deal. So Dr. Bender, thank you so much for joining us today. Best ever listeners, as always, thank you for listening. Have a best ever day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.